Trustee McMillan, if you would please, could you give us a report on the Academic and Student Affairs Committee meeting?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, the Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday, March 14th at 3 p.m. in this room. Other trustees present included Trustees Cepeda, Schumach, and Smart. In our regular business, we approved the minutes of the meeting on January 18th, and prior to advancement to the board as a whole, we reviewed recommendations item number 3 through 18, which is in the board agenda to approve today. We heard a routine, the routine items for the committee, which is the appointment of faculty and administrative professional staff and intercollegiate staff. At March meeting, we have the pleasure of reviewing sabbatical leaves of absence, and this year there's 172 requests for sabbatical for 2017-18. Under new appointments, we heard from Urbana the appointment of the interim vice chancellor for academic affairs and provost, the appointment of the acting dean of libraries and university librarian, and extended the terms for the dean of the School of Information Sciences and the dean of the School of Labor and Employee Relations. For Chicago, we reviewed the appointed faculty fellows to the Institute for Humanities in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. We reviewed 10 academic program approvals, 8 for Urbana, 1 for Springfield, and I will not read those as you have those in front of you. Finally, we heard a very interesting and very helpful presentation from Barb Wilson, Executive Vice President and Vice President of Academic Affairs. I think Vice President Wilson, I really want to thank you for the data you provided, the personal stories that you described on the impact of financial aid. It really helped us understand where students come from, what their background is, how that family structure and family relationships affect how they get student aid. And I think it particularly emphasized a lot of the students who come in the middle income category and how difficult it is for them to maybe get the financial support and, as a result, probably have a greater reliance upon borrowing. So really very helpful, Barb. Thank you. Appreciate that. There was no other there was no old business or new business. We adjourned at 4:15. And our next meeting is May the 10th at 10 a.m. in Springfield. And that concludes our committee report.
Thanks very much, Ed. Any questions or comments for Trustee McMillan? Okay.